Hi, everyone. I'm Claire Mattis, and you're listening to Seeking Refuge News, a podcast sharing the human stories of refugees. Today, I will be discussing increased tensions for the situation in the Middle East as a result of Israel and Iran's actions this month, as well as what future consequences may entail. On April 1st, Israel launched an airstrike on an Iranian diplomatic base in Damascus, Syria. In the attack, 7 Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC, soldiers were killed. In addition, the general of the Quds forces, a branch of the Iranian IRGC, Mohammad Reza Zahedi, was also killed in the attack. On April 14th, Iran responded with airstrikes and missiles against Israel, making it the first time that Iran has attacked Israel. Called Operation True Promise, the attack included almost 150 missiles and 170 drones. However, there was minimal damage to Israel's infrastructure and military as a result of air defense intervention, led by a joint coalition of Israel, the United States, the UK, France, and Jordan. On April 18th, Israeli forces launched airstrikes near Isfahan and Tabriz, Iran. Iranian leaders claimed that the air defenses were able to prevent the attack, although because this was a recent attack, details remain unconfirmed. This was supposedly a display of Israel's power and reach, a message to Iranian forces. After intercepting a majority of the strikes from Iran, U.S. President Joe Biden and other allies urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to minimize the retaliatory response. Though Israel still responded with its own airstrike, current reports indicate that the strike was limited and that the U.S. was informed before the attack by the Israeli Defense Forces, or the IDF. The Iran-Israel conflict has ignited over a multitude of reasons, one of them being Netanyahu's wish to bolster his own image. Recent polling by Hebrew University has shown that around 74% of Israelis oppose the counterattack if, in quotes, it undermines Israel's security alliance with its allies. Israeli leaders have been calling for a counterattack, including political rivals of Netanyahu. In accordance, Netanyahu's approval rating has resulted in a drop to 15%, indicating a deep unpopularity for the prime minister within his own country. His persistence and resolve for an Iran-Israel all-out war could likely be an attempt to prove himself to his country by overpowering Iran. Now, the world watches the rising tension with fearful eyes, with some even postulating that these conflicts may give rise to a World War III, as many other notable countries, such as the US, the UK, and France, are also involved as they provide increasing aid and defense to Israel. However, recent reports show that Iran does not plan on responding to the Israeli counterattack. Iranian leaders are downplaying that Israeli forces were involved in the strike and maintain that their strike on Israel remains a warning. Israeli leaders and forces have mostly been silent about the attack. U.S. leaders have called for a de-escalation to avoid full conflict, and the lack of public statements could indicate a want for easing tensions among both nations. However, Iranian leaders contend that if Israel was to initiate any decisive action, Iran would retaliate with an immediate and maximum counter. This news is developing rapidly in the Middle East and is ever-changing, so we encourage our listeners to do their own research and stay up to date on the current events in the region. We will do our best here at Seeking Refuge to continue to report on this news as the situation progresses. Again, I'm Claire Mattis, and thank you for listening to Seeking Refuge News.